Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to Bravo Happy Hour. I'm your host, Megan O'Donnell. Grab yourself a drink and join me while I break down the week in Bravo TV news.
Real Housewives of Atlanta star Portia Williams finally gave birth to her first child on Friday, March 22nd. Paris Hilton is currently in talks with Bravo executives for the upcoming season of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and Lala Kent from Vanderpump Rules opens up about her sobriety journey and defends her behavior towards co-stars Billy Lee and Raquel. We'll end the show discussing our favorite moments that aired on Bravo this week. I will be tackling this mess and more with today's co-host, Becky Bernstein. She has been a guest back on episodes 3 and 9, which is crazy considering we're on 6... Oh my god, I was just going to say 64. We're on episode 341. No, 34.
Time flies so fast.
Right? Welcome back.
Thank you. Hello, hello.
So I just wanted to talk up front about, like, the New York viewing party that we've been having.
Yes, absolutely.
You've been a multiple guest.
Of course.
And you won trivia last week, right?
I did win trivia. I did.
Yeah, it was a bottle of Skinny Girl tequila. I, like, never knew people actually drank that. And then the wine shop I went to in the city was full of, the main display was Skinny Girl wine. And I'm like, we're in Manhattan. Like, people are drinking this shit. Like,
was it on the Upper East Side?
It was on 12th Street and 2nd Avenue.
That's so weird.
Isn't that weird? Like a downtown wine shop? Yeah. I was like, and I called before. I was like, hi, do you guys have Skinny Girl? And he's like, yeah, we have a lot of Skinny Girls.
He's like, no one's come in for years since we got our first shipment.
Yeah. I want to try the margarita. I think I'm going to do an episode with someone where we try like all of Skinny Girl's beverages. Yes. But also, like, I feel like that's just asking for like the worst hangovers.
Definitely. They're all like sugar and like extra processed sugar on top of that.
It's like not real wine. It's just like flavored water that tastes like wine and gives you like somewhat drunk.
It's like the vitamin water of alcohol beverages.
So let's just jump right into it. Portia Williams from The Real Housewives of Atlanta finally gave birth to her baby this past Friday at 1:36 p.m. I feel like Portia has been pregnant for like 3.5 years.
Me too.
At this point, I'm so glad this baby's out.
Me too. I like keep wondering. And I just feel like it's about to pop in every episode of the life.
So the baby's name is Pilar Jenna McKinley, PJ McKinley. And they've been going back and forth between like the last few months saying like, oh, the baby's name is PJ, like for Portia Jr. And I'm like, No. Like, maybe that shouldn't be the name of your kid.
Yeah, no.
But Pilar Jenna probably has some sort of meaning to her. She hasn't said anything about it or, like, talked to any, like, magazine publications about the meaning of the name.
I mean, the cookie photo kind of makes me think meaning it isn't that deep.
So I'm going to post it on the Bravo Happy Hour Instagram account, but she posted a picture of, like, this tray of pink cookies that was, like, being passed around, like, the hospital while she was giving birth, and she said, we still got to pick a name. And the possible names were Penelope, Poe, Pilar, Paris, Pia, or Paige. So I guess they really were going hard with the P for PJ, understandable. But I honestly am shocked that they chose Pilar.
Me too, and I like kind of love that Poe was on the top four, like a Teletubby.
I was gonna say, wasn't that like the cute little like wonky Teletubby?
Yeah, the red one that like didn't really. Well, they didn't. None of them talked. But like,
Portia's sister Lauren Williams announced the good news on Instagram. She didn't really give any other info, which I'm assuming is because Portia will be doing some sort of, like, stunt.
Extravaganza.
Yeah, make this baby, like, the baby's welcome party.
A sip and see.
Yes! Oh, my God. A la Phaedra Parks.
Absolutely.
Sip and see.
Shady Feifei.
I would do anything to get, like, Phaedra, like, with the pickle photo shoot with, like, her and Apollo. Like, that was, like... I love that that was, like, her pregnancy shot. She's like, these are going to be my tasteful pregnancy photos.
Oh, my God. I know. She's like, this. She says something like, this photographer is so artistic, so these are going to be really tasteful. Cut to, like, your husband feeding you a pickle. I was like, the perspective, the photographer's underneath her pregnant belly.
So hot. So yeah, Andy, absolutely. Andy Cohen tweeted at her saying, "Congratulations, Portia, on your baby. I hope to make a love connection for Ben."
It's like kind of terrifying.
Yeah, right? He's already trying to pimp off his son to like potentially a famous offspring. But I don't know. Like, are the people, I don't know. I guess like Portia will forever kind of be like, famous-ish?
Yeah. I mean, in this world.
Yeah. I know,
second like, generation housewives.
In, like, 14 years, I still have this show. I'm going to be like, Portia's baby just had her quinceañera. Like, whatever. Like. But staying in Atlanta, NeNe Leakes opened up about her marriage during the intermission of her Ladies' Night comedy tour while she was in Newark, New Jersey. So she was explaining how obviously being Greg's caretaker during his cancer battle has been really difficult. And she... then admitted to wondering if he actually got cancer because he had cheated on her in the past. So she said the phrase, "As a caretaker, it depends where your relationship is. Think about now, people love to say karma is a bitch and karma this and karma that. Honest to God, you look at the person and be like, what is karma?" She said, "You did so many things to me. Is this payback? You hope not."
Maybe, oh my God.
What? Maybe you getting it back from the time you cheated on me, you never know. But as a caretaker, those are the thoughts that go through your head because the medication has them on this roller coaster ride and they lash out on you and it's a lot. Like, what?
That's like 15 yikes.
Yeah, like, again, I mean, we've been talking about, like, obviously NeNe being in this place where, like, being a caretaker is sometimes even harder than being the sick person because, you know,
absolutely.
You're seeing just, like, deterioration of life
absolutely.
In someone you love, but like for her to be like casually being like, you know what, I did think maybe this is karma for screwing me over. It's like
she always has to take it so far.
Yeah, on these comedy tours, I feel like that's the catalyst for a lot of these. It's like under the guise of comedy, it's like, yeah, but it's not funny.
No, so. I think she's like all publicity is good publicity, like, when it comes to comedy tours. But it's like, no. Like, I don't think this publicity is actually getting anyone to buy tickets. It's just, like, very bleak.
Yeah, and I'm wondering how this is all going to kind of turn out for her because I've been noticing on Bravo's website they've been promoting things about Phaedra constantly.
Yeah.
Like, it's, and they don't talk really about many of, like, the ex-housewives.
Unless they're, like, super famous.
Yeah, and, like, and Phaedra also, like, got off the show because of what happened with, like, Candy and Portia. Like, and that was, like, for pretty good reason.
Yeah, like, I would say so.
Raping, drugging, I don't know.
Like, yeah.
Generally, those are good enough reasons to get fired. So it's interesting that Bravo is, like, featuring her outfits on their website. I was like, what? Why are we doing this? Why are we throwing her in, like, the fashion, like, posts? Like, it's not right.
I feel like it's, like, a Kim thing too, like let's just give her her own show that is 21 minutes long on Friday nights.
And prime time,
we'll get her
baby
off of the show that way. But like Phaedra has already been off the show for quite some time.
Yeah, at this point, I feel like it's been what, 2 years, maybe more,
almost. I think.
But honestly, she's an insufferable human being.
Yeah,
but. Wouldn't hate to see her back.
Incredibly back. Entertaining for the show.
Well, speaking of people who might be joining new franchises, Paris Hilton is being rumored to potentially be joining the upcoming season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Obviously, we're in a current season of Beverly Hills.
which is, like, lit.
It's crazy this season. Yeah. And imagine Paris Hilton being a part of it.
I'm honestly, like, couldn't ask for anything more in life.
However, like, as much as Paris would be great to be, like, with her aunts, like Kyle yeah. and Kim, I would prefer Kathy Hilton.
Me too.
Coming
obviously.
On and
obviously.
Repping, like, that squad. Because, I don't know, I think they're, like, significantly more...
entertaining.
Certainly. Like, she potentially wants to have $1 million just to join the show. And producers and sources are saying that she is worth every penny.
I mean, she doesn't need $1 million, but, like... Is she worth $1 million for that? Absolutely.
Well, she also, like, obviously was going through, like, a full engagement to this guy right. named Chris that ended in November. So she's probably in a weird place. And I always feel like you shouldn't join a Housewives show when you're,
no.
like, in a downturn.
But, like, anybody only joins yeah. a Housewives show in a downturn, like, to spin their, like, public divorce.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my, like, husband kind of ran over, like, a person and they, like, play for the NFL or something, you know? Yeah. Like, that kind of thing. So it's, like, the perfect time for her. But also, like, yeah, she doesn't need $1 million, but...
she's, like, an international DJ in Dubai. Like, yeah. She's doing big things.
She also has made, like, a documentary series on Vice last year, the year before.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's real bleak. It's, like, on people who want to be, like, social media influencers and stuff. They're, like, famous in that way and, like, moved to LA for that life. And, like, it's honestly hilarious. Like, she's literally doing it just, like, dragging them. And it just, like, cuts to her being, like, I've seen a lot of people come and think they'd be a DJ here in LA. Let's see if you make it. But it's great. So bleak.
Yeah,
it's great. It's pretty much, like, a precursor to the meme documentary.
Yeah, Netflix. I saw that meme one, which was crazy. It was, like, Paris and the what's that guy's name?
I don't know. I haven't watched it.
Oh, the fat Jew.
Yes, yes.
Which even that just is uncomfortable for
yeah,
me to
like...
say. But they like did a lot of like cross promotional things
mm-hmm.
together, and they created this whole like fake brand, and they did all of these like stunts,
yeah.
and people were like buying into it. So hey, I mean, Bravo is probably like, let's leverage the fact that we have Kim and Kyle, and obviously those girls are thirsty enough to like never ever want to be off television. Maybe
absolutely.
They can convince Paris that it's like good for her brand.
I honestly like I feel like she will. She'll try to like do it. Even if she's trying to like expose it all, it's worth it.
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly, I recently binged all of Simple Life from the first season. It's
so
on
good.
Amazon Prime, don't worry.
Is it?
It is. Well,
Game
not
changer.
The final season, but it was like after they rekindled after their fight, and it was just like boring.
Yeah, I don't want to see that. I want to
yeah.
see like in the prime.
Mm-hmm. And actually in the last season that's online, Kyle comes on one of the episodes and helps Paris because they're like going into people's houses to pretend to be like their mothers. It's like Wife Swap but with like Nicole Richie and Paris Hilton. It's like the premise of the fourth season. And like Kyle brings them over to her house because Paris doesn't know what to do. And then this kid is, like, straight up drowning in Paris's pool. And she's watching it in her bathing suit. And Kyle just, like, walks in her Gucci boots, like, full mom. Just like,
That's hot.
Yeah, exactly. I honestly think that's what she said.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of sounds on brand
yes.
for her. I say, bring her on. Why not?
Absolutely.
So, obviously, there's so much going on in Beverly Hills. The whole Lucy
oh
apple juice saga, a.k.a. Doggate, happening in the current season is getting a little ridiculous. Now people
yeah.
are accusing Dorit of locking her dog in the basement
they
in
did
a crate
say
for months.
Somebody, like, mentioned it on this week's episode, on the episode, too, that was, like, friends with her.
So John Sessa, who's obviously one of the guys from Vanderpump Dogs, he tweeted, I'm aghast at the fact that Teddy would continue to reveal this more information regarding a matter that has become very uncomfortable for our foundation. We never intended for the extent of Lucy's journey or the entirety of what was told to us by the shelter manager to be revealed. So I think they were like, no, we already know that
yeah.
like Dorit is a piece of shit and like gave up the dogs.
Yeah.
But they maybe didn't want to go into like the, yeah, was being like stuck in a crate in a basement. So
yeah.
Dorit ended up not probably listening to her publicist and posted all of these Instagram stories of like her and the family like having fun with the dog. It's like these six photos of like you petting your dog, like
that proves that it was never, what?
Yeah, like, never in a basement. And I didn't realize, like, this John Sessa guy, like, he's, like, a major vet. And he has done, like, so much rescue work in his past that he said, like, you know, when we do get an animal who, like, they rehabilitate it and then it comes back to them, you could see differences in their behavior. Yeah. And especially when it comes to, like, abuse, like, an abused dogs.
Definitely.
I think you see, like, a, just a total attitude shift. And so, you know, for him to recognize that and then them to deny it, it's like, no, he's a professional. He, like, knows what the signs of this type of stuff is.
I know. And it's so sad because, like, sometimes I hate Camille. It depends on the season. Sometimes I love her, but, like,
I know. On it depends on the scene.
Literally. But this season so far, I'm like, why is she the only one who is sane and keeps saying, like, what about the dog?
Yeah, right. Well, that's the thing I don't understand. Like, Dorit did the bad thing. I know Lisa Vanderpump is a snake. We all know that.
Like, it's not a surprise.
But she did the bad thing and then didn't pay the contract when she broke it twice.
Exactly.
You know, like, there's only so much, like, Lisa can really, like, forgive. It's like...
Seriously.
And also, I don't know. We've obviously talked about it on the show a million times. But, like, just call your friend. The dog's not working out. I'm really sorry. We thought we could handle it. We have two little kids. It's not, it's not like...
Yeah. People, like, do that all the time.
Like, it's okay.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, my God. I know. I thought I would get, like, so sick of it so fast from the previews. Like, we're going to talk about this dog stuff the whole time. But honestly, I'm not. It just keeps getting juicier and juicier somehow. Like,
and I just don't understand. Everyone's like, she faked the text. He faked the text. It's like, oh, my God. They're also all saying textuses.
Yes.
Like, textuses.
Yes, yes. It, like, Dorit said it the other day with her, like, fake accent. I was like, I love America.
Even Camille pointing out Dorit's fake accent and her being like, I think there's money issues and what's with that accent? I'm like, finally, this is season one Camille we've been waiting for.
Yes.
Like, start planting seeds in people's heads about like the truth of what's going on. Like, hello, this is ridiculous. Like, you know, when they were in the Bahamas, Dorit like got chased by this woman like for stealing her business partner's money. And all of it was like filmed and like put on social media. And like the show like just glazes over it.
I know.
It's like, if any other housewife was being accosted at like a beach club, like you'd think like they would air it. Like that
they would play
juicy.
It over and over again, like Luann.
Yeah, exactly. Like, how dare you drag Luann? Like, every 3 minutes. The second she says, like, prison or arrest, they flash back. She's like, I'll kill you all. I'll kill you all. It's like, what? Like, that's not fair for her.
I know. It's not. It really isn't. But I do like this season how on Beverly Hills, like, they're actually, like, holding each of them accountable. Like, every time, like, for instance, in this last episode, Camille's like, Lisa Vanderpump is the one who told me to say that about Taylor and Russell. And, like, I wanted to be like, yeah, okay, Camille. And then, like, immediately, unseen footage of Camille confronting Lisa in that moment about it. I was like, where have these editors been for the last 10 years? Like, this is the way this show needs to be.
I don't know, like, what's really going to happen. I've been reading speculation that, like, Lisa might not come to the reunion.
Right.
I'm like, Lisa.
She'll come.
You're coming. This is a job. Like, at the end of the day, like, you still are a full-time cast member, regardless of what other things you're doing on the side, and we all know you're doing something. Like, you have to come to the reunion, and you have to stand up for yourself. Also, she's so smart. She'll have more than enough time to think of a really, really cunning way to get back at everybody else and have all the fans be like, we love you, Lisa. You're
right. Yeah.
You were ganged up on. Like,
And I mean, like, that's what happens every season anyways. So, like, she'll be fine. Somebody, like, maybe Teddy or something will be kicked off by next season, like, for stirring, like, trying to go against her and, like, or, like, Lisa will be, like, one of the people that's, like, bare, like a Camille for, like, one season, and then it'll be back to normal.
Yeah, I think Camille needs a diamond. She needs to be full-time cast.
I know. I was, like, pissed. They made it sound, look like she was, like, a full-time cast member.
Well, they're featuring her wedding on the show. That's
I
pretty
know.
Maybe she's just, like, fuck it. Like, why do I need to have, like, all of the pressure?
Yeah. Or she's just like, I'm on this season because I want my wedding paid for, so it's going to be filmed.
She probably also didn't want, like, her kids to have to deal with it. And maybe her husband was like, remember that dinner party where you got called a cunt?
Seriously?
Pardon my French.
Yeah.
But, like, remember that? Like, I don't want to be on TV with these assholes. Like,
for real?
Like, maybe our wedding is one thing. Because, you probably get, like, something comped.
Yeah, you're getting, like, all of it paid for. And you're probably getting paid to do it.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Well, moving coasts, the Real Housewives of New York star Bethany Frankel is now going to be producing her own TV shows. She paired with MGM Television and Mark Burnett to have a multi-year deal to generate unscripted TV programs that she will produce will be star vehicles for her, which I don't know what that means, that last part.
Yeah, I was like, what?
I think they're really trying to push the fact that she was on The Apprentice and Shark Tank rather than The Real Housewives of New York, which I kind of like find funny. It's they're like, her appearance on The Apprentice. It's like, yeah, because we remember that. Like, that was before The Housewives. Like,
yeah, exactly. Like, as if she would have been on it without this.
Yeah, exactly.
If.
Yeah. And then Shark Tank, which again, like, without The Housewives.
Yeah.
You're not on Shark Tank.
That was like, you got on to Shark Tank to, like, cross-promote things.
I bet. I wonder which network Shark Tank is on. Shark Tank Network.
I want to say ABC, but I could be wrong.
ABC. Okay, so NBC doesn't own it, so at least it's not the same owner as Bravo, where it's like, casual that you happen to get on Shark Tank.
Right.
So the people from MGM said, Bethany is a force. Her energy, attitude, and entrepreneurial experience aligns perfectly with what we've planned for MGM in the years ahead for our new network, cable, SVOD, and syndication series. So that should be interesting. I mean, I don't know. Is she going to do some sort of, like, competition business show?
I bet. That's what I was thinking. Or, like, bar rescue type of thing.
Yeah, or maybe she goes in and, like, does, like, branding. Like, yeah. I feel like she, like, comes in and, like, redoes all the marketing, branding for stuff.
Definitely. That's definitely what it's going to be. I mean, like, I can never, like, I always, like, with Bethany, I'm like, oh, I can't hate you for some, like no matter like the bad things you do, I'm like, I just, then you also do things where I'm like, but you are good at that.
Yeah, like she is like pretty vicious and has said like absolutely cruel things about people, but then it's like,
definitely.
Wow, you know, you do like spend all of like your like millions of dollars like helping people and like helping these survivors of all of these like natural disasters and whatever, and even like the Dress for Success, like she's been doing charity stuff since the beginning of the show, so it's not just now with these natural disasters. But I mean, I don't really need to see TV from her though. It's not like if like Lisa Vanderpump coming out with TV shows, you know, everybody's buzzing.
Yeah,
everyone's
absolutely
excited. Bethany, I'm like, stick to Housewives. You're so good on that.
Like, yeah. I think, like, I would be down with her reality shows if she's not on them. Like, she's, like, cunning and manipulative.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Like, she'd be a perfect producer and everything. That part I'm here for, like, make your empire. But I don't want to see you or hear you on it, really.
No, I don't need her to be giving, like, very aggressive advice to people.
Yeah, I'm just, like, picturing her version of Project Runway.
Oh, my God.
She's like, if you incorporated my stretchy jeans. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, I'm really digging this whole season of New York thus far. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're getting started. We're getting into something good. I'm loving Barbara Kay. I think
me too.
She is like such a great, like, it's like a counterpart to Dorinda for me.
Yes.
I feel like Dorinda and Lou used to have that like girlfriend vibe. And I think now Barbara's the new Dorinda.
Yeah, I agree. And it's like, it's really weird, too, like, this week's episode where they, like, hate each other, and then it's, like, cut to we're having dinner together and we're totally fine. And then cut to us yelling at each other at Sonia's party.
I mean, it's a matter of time. Yeah. And Dorinda's been, like, pretty chill, like, the last few episodes, I feel like, for what it's worth. And the fact that she, like, sat out the clam bake and was like, I'll wait for you girls to get home, as they all steal those goddamn lobsters for her. I love that Tinsley, like, as, you know, as annoying or whatever you think she might be, I feel like she does have, like, a decent head on her shoulders. She's like, this is insane.
Honestly, though, and it's like a rare moment where I miss Carol because she'd be, like, the sane, like, level-headed person there. Like, put that lobster back right now. Like, walk away. Like, or, like, can you not set a 30-minute timer at a party? We're not doing that.
It was so rude, that timer going off.
30 minutes.
Like, what's 30 minutes? You've just said hello to everybody. You don't even – you haven't even made a plate. I liked that Sonia was going to, like, throw the lobsters into her dress. She, like, made, like, the – like basket,
her white dress,
girl, and she's like, "It's Sonia Morgan collection." Like, oh my god, no, no, it's so freaking good. Oh my gosh, I love it.
I love how when they walked in, like immediately when they walked in and saw that Ramona was there, Bethany was like, "I guarantee she's sticking a lobster in her purse before she leaves."
Guaranteed, correct.
But I will say about Barbara Kay that I love that, like, whenever Luann has an ally, pretty much, like, the drama that ensues, like, that's, I think, why I love Barbara Kay, and I'm totally here for her.
I just like anybody sticking up for Lou, because she's, like, getting pretty insufferable at this point. Like, she is really thinking her shit doesn't stink, and it's like, no, girl. Like, no, just because you're a cabaret star doesn't mean, like...
is
and
also, she
like,
a cabaret star?
Also, like, her calling herself a star.
That's what,
like,
girl. She's like, it's been a whirlwind of 8 months.
Yeah, right. 9 months ago I was in jail, and now I'm a cabaret star. Yeah. It's like, what?
And then they play that clip, like, every episode. They cannot... How many times did she say it?
Oh my god, New York is so good.
Yeah, and I think my favorite part of the season is the viewing parties.
Oh, I know. Yeah, you guys come. This upcoming 27th of March will be our last one for Roni, because it's a lot of hard work, and I'm tired.
Sometimes we need to watch it in our pajamas at home.
Exactly. I do miss that.
No, like, the first time I was like, what will this experience be like? Like, being dressed in not clothes that I've been wearing for 3 days with crumbs all over me while I watch it.
Like, people have to see my genuine reactions to these crazies?
Yeah.
I could get used to this.
Yeah, I'm like, I will hold down the screens and reactions. I don't care.
Well, moving back to the West Coast, Vanderpump Rules star Jax Taylor has been claiming for years that he actually served in the U.S. military. So he had stated previously that he had served 4 years in the Navy and was stationed abroad aboard the aircraft carrier Roosevelt out of North Fork, Virginia. This has been, like, a thing he's been talking about for years on, like, podcasts, whatever, the show. But, like, everyone was like, let's get some fact-checking.
Yeah.
Like, this seems crazy.
Yeah.
He posted a picture of him with, like, his little military outfit with the hat. And he wrote the caption, in the past 24 hours, a certain individual who claims to have a team behind them has tried very hard to slander my name and reputation. They have gone out of their way to reach out to my to every company I've ever partnered with, my network, my management team, and my family, claiming that I never served in the Navy, and I would be facing immeasurable repercussions for stolen valor. I typically don't waste my time with trolls like these, but this person has gone way too far without knowing or investigating the facts. Blah, blah, blah. He says a ton of facts. Who cares about the facts?
Yeah.
He says, my entire family, especially my father, was extremely proud of me, and I remember the tears in his eyes watching me at my graduation ceremony. How dare someone try to tarnish such an integral part of my life and spew such wrongful lies and accusations? Blah, 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 blah. So people on the internet are saying, like, his facts don't add up.
I mean, it's so, like, messed up to question that, but at the same time, like, literally everything that comes out of your mouth is a lie.
And, like, it just seems like something you don't need to lie about. Like, I feel like things in, like, in the government, in the military, like, I feel like that's well documented.
Yeah.
Like, they kind of have a good idea of what's happening.
Yeah. But that's, like, makes me think it is a lie more, because he is an idiot who would lie about something that you cannot, like, back yourself up on it at all.
So basically the timeline that people were able to pull through like government records saying said that he enlisted in November of 1998, which also he's so old.
I know.
It's like, bleh, like,
and isn't how old is Britney?
I think she's like 31, oh, okay, 32, okay. Maybe, or maybe 29. I'm not sure, okay. But not 40. So he enlisted in November of 1998. And then was discharged in July of 1999. So, buddy, I'm not a mathematician, but I can – yeah, that's not 4 years.
No, definitely.
And then people were saying online that being discharged is very difficult.
Yeah.
You know, you either have to be, like, doing bad things or just being, like, injured or something.
But, like, you need to be doing bad things, like, multiple times. Like, people get away with a lot of crazy stuff in there.
I can not even imagine. So Jax has obviously deleted the post that he posted on Instagram.
Which is like, okay, thank you.
When there's smoke, there's fire. Yeah. Like, buddy, why would you even go and delete it? But it also came out that him and Britney have purchased a house in the Valley. So that makes two couples out of all of the pumpers to have purchased property. I feel like they don't need a house. I mean, I guess they're married and like, you know, they're getting married and should get a house, whatever, and they want to have kids, like, yeah. ASAP. But he suggested that they will now be calling the show Valley Pump Rules.
Oh, my God. I was going to say he wants a house so that they can have, like, a thing of them living next to each other, like a reality show.
Exactly.
Of, like, them being, like, two, like, couples living in the valley in their home, like, growing up. Like, nobody wants to watch it.
Like, I think I would like to see Jax and Britney have children. I don't think I need Schwartzy and Katie's kids.
No.
I don't need to see them on screen.
I don't even think they want kids, honestly.
Well, I feel like it's always very wishy-washy. Obviously, everything Tom Schwartz says,
oh,
I, like, don't trust. Like,
I just feel so bad for Katie. Like, I know she's never going to leave him, but, like, I'm just like, dude. The 8 months leading, like, up to your wedding was, like, you being, like, you cheated on me. And him being, like, if I did, I don't remember.
Yeah, right? Like, isn't that a red flag?
Yeah.
And then I always think it's sketchy when they were in Mexico and he ended up at the resort next door.
Yeah.
Like, you either were, like, doing drugs with people and got there or were, like, with a woman and got there. Like, what are you doing? And I always just thought that was so weird that, like, no one ever addressed the fact that, like, Schwartz was literally off the property of, like, an all-inclusive resort.
Yeah.
Like, that's hard. I never understood that. I think they always give him so many passes.
Yeah. He's, like, that guy who's, like, a total fuckboy, but for some reason – and then he's, like – dating your best friend, but for some reason, like, you hate him, but, like, you want to hang out with him all the time.
Well, he's, like, funny and hot.
Yeah.
I mean, not funny in, like, slapstick way, but
just
funny.
Like, you're dumb and I'm going to laugh
at like,
you.
Yeah, like, goofy and he's hot, like, to say again. Like, I think that's a huge redeeming thing he has going for him.
Yeah, he's probably the only attractive male on the show, too.
Seriously. Even though Jax is getting back to, like, close, like, to having, like, season one body. However, he's definitely doing, like, the work on his face. And I don't need that. Like, I feel like, you know, you just age gracefully. You're a man. That's, like, the one of the best perks about being a man. You get better as you age.
Yeah,
as long as you don't
like
do all the drugs.
Like, he's just, like, greasy and, like, so gross. Like, the more he lies, the more he sweats and, like, gets redder.
Yeah, when his nose gets really red.
Yeah.
Well, this leads us into Lala Kent's updates. So she has opened up and said that she is officially an alcoholic. And she is doing the 12-step program, which is, you know, through AA. She said, 5 months ago, I came to the realization that I am an alcoholic and I am now a friend of Bill W., who evidently is the creator of the 12-step program.
What a weird, like, statement to make.
I know. I don't understand.
I didn't know that that helped you, like, achieve the steps at all.
Right.
And, like, how anonymous is it if, like, somebody, like, the person who started it is like, oh, a famous person is in it in L.A.? I gotta get close with them. Like.
So this all kind of comes after the explosive fight that she had with Billie Lee and Raquel at Sir on this past week's episode, which actually leads into my favorite moment of the week, was just this entire fight in itself. I thought Vanderpump Rules has been not necessarily stale this season, but it's been lacking like a little authenticity, if you ask me, like in terms of like their arguments and like just the context of like what's being shown, like Stassi and Schwartzy getting waxing and like vagina glitter. Why are you doing that with your friend's husband? Like, I would like never in a million years would be like, I'm gonna go with my friend's husband to watch him get waxed.
Yeah, I don't know why she was in the room, but at the same time, like, would I let my best friend and my boyfriend would 100% go to get, like, their genitals bejeweled together. So, like, I can't, like, I definitely had that thought watching the episode, but throughout the scene was like, wait.
Yeah.
I get it.
This is all too real.
Yeah, too relatable.
So, it's interesting that Lala's comes out and saying that she's an alcoholic and alcohol is kind of involved during this whole scene. And it seems like a lot of the fans, at least what I've been reading on like different message boards, everyone kind of seems like this week was kind of like the camel that broke the straw that broke the camel's back.
Was that? I feel like that was literally an interview in a reality show, like one of the Bravo shows.
Yeah,
right. This week.
Jax is the king of saying idiomatic expressions incorrectly.
definitely feel like this whole, like, normally I actually really like Lala, but like she's been very, very mean this season, and I get it. She's going through a lot, but like.
There's one way, like, you can grieve, and that's obviously normal and healthy, and you're supposed to. However, when you're like, no one knows what I'm going through. I'm going through the most here out of anybody. It's like, Billie Lee's literally transitioning.
Yeah.
Jax
and
also
getting,
just
like, transphobic, like, hate from you constantly, and, like, you're trying to, like, erase everything she says.
And, like, put her down and also make probably other people on the cast not want to film with her, thus making Billie Lee probably like even more upset. Even like this whole thing, like, was brunch with Billie Lee, like, it's supposed to be about her, and Lala comes in wearing her J-Lo dress,
ruining it
and being really ridiculous. And like, you know what, I understand she was triggered, and she probably was, you know, feeling some sort of way that day that she felt like she really had to go after everybody. But Raquel was right, like, she's a patron of the restaurant.
Yeah.
And you still work here, Lala. Like,
the whole thing is, like, they did her so, like, they did Billie Lee so wrong by having Lala there for that. Because, like, the whole thing is, like, instigated by her. And, like, the whole thing is, like, oh, let's just have a separate, like, we'll have a girls' night and then a separate event for the trans woman. Like, no, that doesn't even, like, I love that she, like, made something for herself, but, like, it's just, like, last season, she was, like, one of the main characters, but I was, like, oh, God, like, are they using her? Because, like, now they are.
She's
like,
how is she going to be exploited?
Yeah, exactly. And, like, now it's, like, nobody, she's totally alienated besides, like, two people being friends with her still. And, like, she's going to be, like, the, like, target for some reason, but, like, barely on either or able to defend herself.
It just doesn't make sense. Like, I feel like the cast of Vanderpump Rules, like, every year, without a doubt, they have Pride episodes, and it's like, we're gay allies, we're in, not just gay allies, just LGBTQ allies, whatever, and
we're in West Hollywood.
Yeah, we're in West Hollywood, that's like the mecca of this type of movement, and then, they're like, of course we're not disregarding the trans girl, we just invited everybody but you on the cast.
Yeah.
Like, but it's not because of the fact that you're trans.
Right. It's like, we just didn't think you'd want to.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. So why? What made you think that? Ugh.
I don't know. That whole thing made me really upset. And I do find Lala to be quite dismissive of her.
Yes.
And then also making that comment where it's like, I don't even remember what your face looks like. I don't know. I feel like when she targets how she looks, it's an additional just kind of cruelty that doesn't really need to be said, especially with someone like, who was your friend?
I was going to say, they were so close last year when she was, like, going through, like, the height of her transition that it's, like, you're literally using that against her.
Wait, speaking of something very random about Billie Lee's transition, Leighton Meester from Gossip Girl paid for some of Billie Lee's treatments or
so, like,
surgeries.
Is there any connection between
them?
They,
like, literally know each other. I think they just, like, knew each other from, like, the world, just knowing each other.
Yeah.
And then, Billie Lee was, like, obviously needing money to keep doing all these surgeries and whatnot.
so expensive.
And Leighton was like, here.
Like, that's amazing, actually.
Love that for
you. Yeah, I do. I feel like that redeems you from, like, all Gossip Girl years.
Exactly. So, Becky, what was your favorite moment that aired on Bravo this week? There was a lot of good stuff.
Oh, my God. There was so many. I don't know. I was, like, really in pain for Ariana lately. Like, can we not attack her about getting pregnant? It's like Tom Sandoval is literally the worst and so toxic.
I'm like very confused about the entire situation. Obviously, like, they talk about it on the show openly that she does not want to birth children, does not want to have children. And then obviously Tom is like
the opposite.
The opposite. But don't you feel there's a gets to a point where it's like if you're in a relationship with someone and there's like a pretty clear like line drawn in the sand from both parties where it's like I want this non-negotiable and I want this non-negotiable, like how like do you just keep waiting to maybe think your partner is gonna like waver and change?
Yeah, it would be one thing if they just stayed together, I feel like, and like lived their life, and like when it gets time that he's like, okay, I want to have kids right now, like then like break up or figure it out, whatever. But like to be like, I feel like she, like both of them lead each other on, like to be like, it's a game changer, like for like his friends, but then like to her he's like, I just love you so much, I'll do whatever. And like
he's like 5 years, 10 years, hell wait,
yeah, it's like he's like, I'll wait 10 years. It's like, no dude, she doesn't want them.
Yeah, like she's just trying to get some more time, yeah, you know, and I feel that's a little bit unfair. But she also could change her mind, which
I mean she could, but she's like, I'm not going to. So yeah, it's like but like, yeah, cringeworthy moment, just like so uncomfortable. Like, thank you, Jax Taylor, for bringing it up again.
I loved that. Jax was like, don't worry, Tom, I'll never say a damn word.
Next
like,
scene.
The next scene, he's like, Ariana, let's talk about your ovaries. What is wrong with you two? Why won't you have babies? It's like, like, dude, because she's living in 2019. You and Kentucky Brittany are literally doing spray and pray and, like, hoping you will never have a kid. Which also, I heard Jax went on some podcast and he was like, oh, Brittany's so against abortion. She's so against abortion.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, bleh! Like, how did that not get like picked up or like anyone talking about that? Like, obviously, you know, do what you want with your body and you have the right to make your own decisions about that.
But like, but also not the right to make other people's decisions.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh my God.
When I heard that, I was like, I mean, that's not surprising, but also terrifying considering like it seems like you guys probably do it fairly often, and the spray and pray method really, I feel like it only worked to until a certain point.
I wasn't aware that was a method.
Yeah,
on this show.
I know. When I heard that, I was like, "Well, now that I've like coughed up my lunch,
exactly." I don't know. I had a lot of good Bravo moments, but I will say, favorite moment out of reality show at all was that you probably know this, but like one of our college RAs was on The Bachelor.
Oh my God.
I just learned that yesterday.
Sydney,
I'm going to shout her out.
Nick's dancer.
I'm going to shout her out right now because she was a snitch when I was a freshman, and she was the one that got me on probation at our dorm.
Dude, snitches get stitches. Just kidding.
Also like,
no threatening.
In a non-threatening way.
Yeah, in like the nicest way possible.
Yeah, like
don't
I'm
forget it.
Yeah, I'm not holding a grudge, but I'll always remember you.
She was like not really memorable on the show until like the women tell all, and she was like, Colton, you need to answer this. It's like, what? Like, girl, like.
She's like, yes, I went to a liberal arts college, and we're about to talk about it.
And yes, I quit my job dancing for the Knicks to be a part of this show. Like, how could you ever put Colton Underwood above, like, a job dancing for the Knicks?
I don't know. But I did like that our school put it on their LinkedIn page as, like, an alumni professional accomplishment.
Shit, maybe they'll talk about my podcast next.
I know. They still haven't put you on the board yet.
Damn. I'll email them. Yeah. Just remind them. Circle back to my success.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming on again. Where can people find you and all your beautiful photography and art?
Thanks. you can find me on Instagram at NotYourHoney, N-T-Y-O-U-R-H-O-N-E-Y. URHUNNY. And I got it right that time.
Yay! All right, thanks again for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to Bravo Happy Hour. If you love the show, be sure to rate and review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. If you have any hot takes, gossip, or info about Bravo TV, feel free to shoot me an email at bravohappyhourpod@gmail.com. While you're at it, make sure to follow Bravo Happy Hour on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Thanks so much for listening, and check back every Monday and Thursday for a new episode all about your favorite Bravo celebrities.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.